news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We have entered uncharted territory. In a single day on Thursday, Major League Baseball, the National Hockey League, and Major League Soccer joined the NBA in suspending professional sports. The NCAA, after first announcing that March Madness would proceed in empty arenas, canceled the tournaments altogether. Disneyland and Disney World are closed. Broadway is dark. School districts are joining universities by shuttering buildings and teaching online. Conventions and conferences are canceled. All concerts around the country are being put on hold by the nation's biggest concert provider, Live Nation. St. Patrick's Day parades in New York, Chicago, and Boston, which typically attract millions, have all been canceled. Parks, zoos, and museums are announcing closures. Yes, America is shutting down like dominoes falling. Now, while we're all hunkering down at home anyway, here's a public plea. This is a great time to pay a quick visit to your local animal shelter to adopt a pet. The World Health Organization just announced that there is no evidence that dogs or cats can be infected with the new coronavirus. And with people staying home, the animals stuck in shelters are vulnerable to further neglect. Since you'll be at home anyway, this is a great time to adopt a new pet. I volunteer at the Broward County, Florida Animal Care and Adoption Center every weekend, helping to match dogs with their perfect humans. 2 weeks at home is a great time to bond with a new animal. Anyway, back to the news. The president delivered a rare Oval Office address to the nation on Wednesday night, ostensibly to calm the public, but it had the opposite effect, sending stock futures plummeting. And on Thursday, the market suffered its worst plunge since 1987's Black Monday crash, nosediving more than 2,300 points, 10% in one day, even after the Fed injected $1.5 trillion, more than double the TARP stimulus from 2008, and it didn't even register a blip in terms of relief. Probably the biggest source of frustration for American citizens is the disinformation campaign coming from the top. The president himself continues to lie about the availability of tests for the virus here in the U.S., forcing the nation's top infectious disease doctor, Anthony Fauci, to proclaim in a House hearing on Thursday a system-wide failure.
The system is not really geared to what we need right now, what you are asking for. That is a failing.
It is a failing.
I mean, let's admit it. The fact is, the way the system was set up is that the public health component that Dr. Redfield was talking about was a system where you put it out there in the public and a physician asks for it and you get it. The idea of anybody getting it easily, the way people in other countries are doing it, we're not set up for that. Do I think we should be? Yes, but we're not.
If we can believe the numbers, the CDC has tested just over 11,000 specimens for the virus so far. A stunningly small number, even more so when you consider that multiple specimens are needed for each patient. And by way of comparison, South Korea is testing nearly 20,000 patients every day. So while citizens all over the country are complaining that they're unable to get the test, our president and vice president, who were both exposed last weekend at Mar-a-Lago to Bolivia's President Bolsonaro's press aide, who has since tested positive, well, both of them refused to get tested and continue to act irresponsibly and with impunity, likely spreading the contamination to all with whom they come in contact. Others who were at the same Mar-a-Lago dinner include Senators Lindsey Graham and Rick Scott, and they're awaiting the results of their tests and have announced that they are self-isolating. Donald Trump, who claims to be the great negotiator, has refused to even talk with Speaker Nancy Pelosi. So he's left all work on negotiations on legislation to Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. Pelosi is expected to announce on Friday a deal with Mnuchin to institute free coronavirus testing, put in place 2 weeks of paid sick leave and up to 3 months of paid family leave, bolster unemployment benefits, ensure school lunches for those who need them, and boost Medicaid funding. This legislation is coming to the House floor under a fast-track process that requires a two-thirds majority. In other words, it's expected to pass with huge margins. In announcing this package to her colleagues Thursday night, Pelosi also told them that the House would immediately, quote, get to work on a third emergency response package that will take further effective action that protects the health, economic security, and well-being of the American people. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's wife has tested positive for COVID-19. In a statement, the Prime Minister's office said she's feeling well, is taking all the recommended precautions, and her symptoms remain mild. They added that she'd be staying in isolation. Meanwhile, we're still in the middle of a presidential primary race. More than a week after the polls closed, it's now official, Bernie Sanders won California's Democratic primary. Both candidates, Biden and Sanders, went before the cameras on Thursday to comment on the coronavirus situation, Biden unveiling his plan to establish a national response to the virus, Bernie Sanders also issuing a rebuke of the Trump administration's handling of the situation. The two will debate on Sunday night as scheduled, but will do so in Washington, D.C. instead of in Phoenix, and without a live audience in attendance. And finally, Chelsea Manning is free after a federal judge on Thursday ordered her release from jail. Manning has spent a year there for refusing to testify before a grand jury investigating WikiLeaks and its founder, Julian Assange. Manning, a former Army intelligence analyst who in 2010 leaked secret military and diplomatic documents to WikiLeaks, tried to kill herself on Wednesday and was being treated in a hospital. The judge, Anthony Trenga, said he had also dismissed the grand jury after it completed its work, saying, quote, the court finds that Ms. Manning's appearance before the grand jury is no longer needed, in light of which her detention no longer serves any coercive purpose. Manning is still on the hook for $256,000 in fines. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. While you're there, please click on that donate button.